Let yourself settle, and for just a moment, don't try to do anything. Find the easiest rhythm of your breathing. No need to change it, no need to deepen it. Just notice the gentle rise and fall your body is already doing for you. Notice how your breath makes a kind of quiet music, the soft sound of air moving, the pause between the inhale and the exhale, the way your ribs sway in a slow, steady tempo. With each out-breath, let something in you soften. Your jaw, the space behind your eyes, your shoulders, the small of your back. You're not going anywhere. You're just here, letting the world hum quietly around you and letting your body find its own still point. Take a little longer on the next exhale, and as you do, feel the whole surface of you settle more heavily into the support beneath. Good. I want to introduce something now, a simple idea, and then we'll feel our way into it. Have you ever stood near a piano when someone plays a deep note? Or felt a big bell ring close to your chest? There's that moment when the sound isn't just outside you anymore. You feel it inside, a kind of humming in your ribs. That's resonance. It happens when something vibrates at just the right frequency to make something else vibrate with it. It's physics. And it's also how attraction works. Your body, your whole system, has its own resonant frequency when it comes to desire. You're not meant to vibrate for every sound. You're meant to resonate with what's truly yours. So let's find that sensation now, the feeling of being in tune. Bring to mind a memory or an image of a man you felt genuine attraction to. Nothing too charged, nothing you need to hold tightly, just a simple, true picture. Maybe the way he smiles in a certain photograph, or the way he moves his hands when he talks, or just the quiet knowing you felt in your body when someone male catches your attention. Let yourself see him, and then move your awareness inside. Notice what happens in your chest, your belly, your whole physical self. For many people, resonance feels like warmth that spreads. It can be a gentle expansion, a kind of blooming openness, as if something inside you is leaning forward to meet the sound. It might be a soft hum in the solar plexus, or a sense of rightness that tingles along your spine. Find your own word for it. It's not effortful, it's almost musical, the way your body says this, 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 without your mind having to approve it. This is you at your natural pitch. This is your tuning fork ringing true. Let yourself stay with that feeling for a few breaths, just enjoying the way it needs no forcing. Good. Now let that image soften, and let the feeling rest in the background, like a note that's still gently fading. I want you to know this resonance is always available to you. It's the baseline of your authentic desire. Now, in your mind's eye, let a screen appear. It glows softly, the way screens do when you're alone and quiet. And on it, see an image of a woman, the kind of image you might have looked at before, the kind that's meant to be seen as sexy. She's posed, performing a lure, sending a signal. And I want you to notice, with the same gentle curiosity, what happens in your body. There's a note being played here. It's a clear, strong note. But notice, does your chest expand? Does that humming wake up? Does your tuning fork begin to vibrate in sympathy? Or does your body stay still? Not frozen, just neutral. Quiet. Ungripped. You can see the image, you can hear the note, but it doesn't ring inside you. It's not unpleasant, it's simply not your frequency. A bell tuned to C won't ring when you play an E, no matter how beautifully the E is struck. That's not a fault in the bell. That's physics. And your stillness here is not a defect. It's information. It's your body saying, not my note. Let yourself feel the calm acceptance of that. No heat, no pull, no ache. Just peace. Because what isn't for you doesn't need to move you. Now, for a moment, I want you to remember the times you tried to make yourself resonate with this wrong note. Because many of us do. We push. We strain. Think of a singer reaching for a note that's just outside their range. The throat tightens. The shoulders come up. The breath goes shallow and forced. There's a grinding tension, a trying that takes so much energy. And the sound that comes out, if it comes at all, is strained, unnatural, exhausting to hold. That's what it's felt like, hasn't it? Trying to respond to images that were never pitched for you. Feel into that strain now, very gently, just enough to recognize it. Maybe there's a memory of scrolling, pausing, staring at her, asking yourself, do I feel something? Should I feel something? And all the while, your body was tightening. Your jaw was setting. Your breathing stalled. That's the sound of forced resonance. That's the ache of singing outside your register. And now, here's the gift. You can stop. You can just stop trying to make the wrong note vibrate. Imagine you're that singer and you finally step down from the high, impossible reach. You let your shoulders drop. Your throat softens. Your breath returns to its natural depth. The relief is almost immediate. That's how you feel. That's your nervous system saying thank you. That's the sound of returning to your own pitch. In this metaphor, you're not quitting. You're playing the notes you were built for. You're conserving your voice for the song that's actually yours. So, take a deep breath now, and as you exhale, let any residual tension of trying to resonate with women sexually or romantically just dissolve. You don't need to push anymore. Your stillness when you see her is a kind of honesty. It's your tuning fork staying silent because it wasn't struck by the right frequency. And in that silence, there's so much space. Now, let's soften the image on the screen. Let her become less of a performance and more of a person. Because there's another kind of note that can happen between you and women, not a unison resonance, but a harmony. In music, harmony isn't about being the same note. It's about a pleasing interval, two different tones that sound beautiful together without either one having to change into the other. Think of your platonic warmth toward women as exactly that, a complementary frequency. It's not the full body hum of romantic attraction, but it has its own gentle ring. It's the warmth you feel when a female friend makes you laugh. It's the appreciation you have for a woman's mind, her style, her humor. It's the ease of talking to someone where there's absolutely no agenda. This, too, is a real connection. It's not a weaker version of attraction, it's a different note entirely, and when it's played alongside yours, it makes a chord that can be incredibly rich. Try this now. Bring to mind a woman you might genuinely like, not want, but like. Someone you could imagine grabbing coffee with, or sharing a silly story, or just being yourself around. Picture her face, relaxed and human. And notice where this connection lands in your body. It might be a soft openness in the chest, the small smile in the belly, a feeling of ease in your shoulders. It's not the pull of desire, it's the gentle expansion of friendship. Your tuning fork isn't ringing, but it's not being forced either. There's no dissonance, just a calm, pleasant interval. You can let that feeling be valid, whole, precious. This is harmonic connection. And from my side, as a woman speaking to you, I want you to know, I love this frequency. I'm not sad you don't resonate with my sexual note. I have people who do. What I treasure is the harmony we can make together, the space between your tone and mine that creates something neither of us could make alone. I'd rather sing harmony with you than force you to sing my melody. So let's anchor this clarity. In a moment, I'll invite you to again see that screen with an image of a woman, perhaps the same one, perhaps a different one. And this time, you'll listen to your body's response with the ear of a musician who knows their own instrument. If the image is playing a note of sexual allure, you'll notice your body stays still. There's no hum. No ring. That's the information. Wrong frequency. And you'll feel no strain, no need to push. Instead, you'll feel a quiet permission to either move on or to look again and ask, is there a harmonic connection here? Could this woman be a friend? If the answer is yes, you'll feel that soft, platonic warmth. If not, you'll simply close the tab with a shrug. No drama. Just acoustics. And as this practice becomes second nature, your browsing will start to shift all on its own. You'll gravitate toward images where the note being played is genuine human connection, not seductive performance aimed at a different listener. You'll pause at the candid smile, the casual selfie, the picture of a woman who looks like someone you'd actually want to know. Because your system is now trained to seek out the harmonies and to let the false notes drift by without catching you. You won't waste your energy trying to vibrate to a frequency that isn't yours. Your resonance will be saved, protected for what really makes you hum, men, romantic connection, authentic desire. And your harmonies the friendships, the warm liking of women as people will become a beautiful part of your life's music. Now, bring that screen back one last time. See her there. Notice her pose, her expression. And just listen inside. Is there that deep, resonant hum of attraction? No. Is there that straining, that tight trying? No, you've let that go. Is there maybe, just maybe, a gentle harmonic warmth, a sense that if you met this woman in real life, you might genuinely enjoy her company? Whatever you find, let it be true. And if it's simply nothing at all, that's also a valid note. Silence is allowed. Silence is accurate. Now, in your mind, let the screen fade or gently close the tab. Feel the quiet. Feel how aligned you are with your own pitch. And as we draw this to a close, I want you to take this knowing with you. You are a finely tuned instrument. You know your own resonant frequency now. The world is full of notes. Some will make you ring, some will pass through you without effect, and some will create harmonies you never knew you needed. All of that is music. All of it is physics. And you don't have to apologize for the way you're tuned. Now, in a moment, I will count from 1 to 5 and you'll come back to full waking awareness, carrying this sense of attunement with you. 1. Slowly start to become aware of the room around you, the light beyond your eyelids, the temperature of the air. 2. Feel your body's weight again, more fully, and gently begin to bring movement back to your fingers and toes. 3. Take a deeper breath and let that breath energize you, refresh you. 4. Become aware of your whole self, here, present, calm and tuned. And 5. Open your eyes when you're ready, feeling clear, rested, and completely at home in your own frequency.